So I have no relationships to this clause. And if you don't understand me or if you can't understand my dialect, so be free to interrupt me that I can repeat. So this presentation is about the DRG introduction in Germany. And this study was carried out because the amount of the upcoding expenditures in the German DRG system have not been assessed yet because the data for the calculation is not publicly available. And we tried to find an alternative approach to calculate this DRG upcoding costs for our country. In spite of numerous programs aimed at reducing the public healthcare costs in Germany, since in spite of numerous programs aimed at reducing
the speak it directly into the mic. It's been an ongoing problem.
Yes, the country has seen a massive increase in healthcare costs at an annual average rate of about 7% since 1972. And one key element of the healthcare reform in 1999 was the introduction of the diagnosis-related groups in 2004 to remunerate the inpatient services. And the participation on a voluntary basis was possible from 2003 on. And the new DRG system replaced the existing retrospective system. And in the old payment system in Germany, there were no incentives for efficiency improvements. Each additional day spent in the hospital led to additional reimbursements for that hospital. And thus, the preceding payment system created strong incentives for keeping the patients hospitalized as long as possible. And the purpose of the introduction of the DRGs was, on the one hand, to stabilize the expenses of the system, and on the other hand, to give a detailed assessment of the hospital's performance, leading to increased transparency, and which would in turn improve the competition. And in the DRG system, the reimbursement is linked to coding of services. And this is a strong incentive for the hospitals for doing complete and precise coding, but also for increasing their income by incorrect codings. And this represents a huge difference to the prior retrospective reimbursement system in Germany. And the introduction of the DRG-based remuneration has not stopped the increasing costs for the inpatient services. For example, in 2002, prior to the introduction of the DRGs, the costs of the inpatient sector were about 55 billion euros, that are about $76 billion. And in 2006, 3 years after the introduction, the expenditures had risen to 58 billion euros, or $80 billion. There are several potential explanations for this cost increase. These are real changes, or coding changes, or upcoding. And real changes would also have occurred without the introduction of the DRG system. These are changes in the medical treatment of the patient. One example is the increased life expectancy, which leads to higher costs through more expensive treatments. And the second part is represented by coding changes induced through the change of the remuneration system. And these are correct codings or a documentation effect and incorrect codings. And the hospital performance in Germany in the old payment system was documented retroactively. The documentation of most of the procedures was ignored by the hospitals as they were not remunerated. And this led to increasing costs in the DRG system as the performances were now considered that were ignored before. And this documentation effect corresponds to the coding rules and is correct. And as complete and precise coding of services determines the hospital's economic situation, there's also a chance that hospitals do incorrect coding to maximize their profits. And especially the latter information regarding the expenses due to incorrect upcoding or legal documentations is of interest because these additional costs are generated which do not have any benefits for the healthcare system or the patient. So, but the excess of these upcoding expenditures, the correct and incorrect upcoding has not been assessed yet for the German healthcare system. And the main reasons are that the statutory health insurances do not provide the data and they are not forced to provide the data. There's only little data available from some health insurances, but this data is only on the basis of very small samples. So, and for this reason, the study aimed to estimate the costs of correct and incorrect upcoding. And many countries already introduced DRGs before Germany. One example is the United States or Australia, Sweden or Denmark or France. So we conducted intensive literature research and identified relevant studies concerning the extent of upcoding. And then studies were selected which provided information regarding the costs in the first years of the introduction of the DRGs. And the most comprehensive data was provided by three US studies from the 80s when DRGs were introduced in the United States. And despite the differences of the US and the German reimbursement system, all DRG systems have in common that there is a strong incentive for precise coding. And at the same time, when DRGs were introduced in the United States, there was nearly no experience with the DRG system. And the same situation existed for the introduction of the DRGs in Germany. And therefore, we expected a comparable development in the introduction phase in the German inpatient sector. And this slide shows their use studies and their data for our calculations. They provide information regarding the contribution of upcoding of the annually case mix index increase. This is on the right-hand side of the table. And the remaining percentages are the real changes. And as you can see, for year 1986, we have two different data sets, and this is due to the different methods of both of the use studies. And the second step was to calculate the cost of the inpatient sector in Germany, and the data was provided by the Federal Statistical Office. The Federal Statistical Office is a federal authority that is responsible for analyzing and collecting statistical information. But we only used data from 2004 to 2006. Then from 2007 onwards, a new method of collecting information was used by the Federal Statistical Office, which included several more components and therefore led to increasing costs of the inpatient sector. And therefore, the development of the costs from 2007 to 2009 was calculated by using the data from 2004 to 2006. And three scenarios were used for the average annually cost increase, the lowest cost increase, and the highest cost increase. And the average is about 1.4%, the lowest about 1%, and the highest about 1.3%. And this slide shows the annual costs of the German inpatient sector with our estimated data from 2007 to 2009. And regarding 2009, we expect the cost to be about 59.6 to 62.1 billion euros. And in the next step, the data provided by the three US studies were applied on the costs of the inpatient sector, and then the extent of upcoding was extracted. And this slide shows the results of the computation of costs. The costs due to upcoding are not constant, and the lowest expenses were calculated for the year 2004 with 94 million euros when DRGs were introduced, and the highest costs were calculated for the year 2006 and 2007 with 760 to 980 million euros. And regarding year 2008, we have two different data because of the overlapping study data. Data of the first study indicates a constant decrease of cost, and while the other study indicates another increase from 2008 to 2009. Unfortunately, further data is missing here, which could let us assume a permanent increase or decrease in costs. This remains unknown. And the total costs from 2004 to 2009 are about 1.99 billion to 3.4 billion euros. But this data contains costs due to incorrect and correct upcoding. And to extract the costs of incorrect upcoding, it is important to consider that after a transitional phase, the effect of an increased documentation will lessen. And data from the US and other countries demonstrated that this will happen after approximately 4 years. And therefore, we assumed that the cost increase of 2008 and 2009 is due to incorrect upcoding and not by legal documentation effects. And the costs of 2008 and 9 depend on the study and on the scenario and add up to 288 million for both years to nearly 1 billion. If you use the worst scenario with a cost increase of 2.3%. And the last point is the discussion. It's an overview of the upcoding cost due to the introduction of the DRG that can be drawn from these calculations. And the data regarding the incorrect upcoding, the data of the years 2008 and 9, are of importance because these are additional costs and waste of resources that are no benefit for the patients or the healthcare system. And for example, if you look at this 1 billion euro, these are nearly 1% of the inpatient, of the expenses of the inpatient sector of 1 year. But regarding the calculated costs, there's a huge scope because the data based on different scenarios and overlapping study data from another DRG system. And this is the strongest limitation of our study, but unfortunately we do not have other data to calculate the cost or to estimate the costs in our system. And these are the references we used for the calculations. Okay, and thanks for your attention.
Are there any questions?
Yes, we have something like your peer review organizations. They investigate the suspect claims. They investigate suspect claims, and but you the data is not available. So you don't know how many cases are upcoded or not. Excuse me? It depends on the health insurance. I can't tell. It depends. Some of them check nearly 1% of all their cases, and some 5%. But it depends on the health insurance.
So, I mean, I can give you an example in the U.S. with a case where there were two hospitals, and one hospital was taken over by a for-profit company. This was in the 80s. And then suddenly the DRGs for pneumonia dramatically went up in the for-profit hospital so that they were coding for the highest and most severe.
Yep.
And that triggered an audit where they reviewed the cases and saw that all of them, there was a lot of incorrect coding. And we're asking, is there a mechanism like that in Germany that you know, at a certain number, when you realize that twice the number of most severe pneumonias are in this hospital, they're in the same area,
yeah.
You know, down the street from each other.
When they check the claims, they realize the same happen that happens the same, but all hospitals are coding at the same amount, and there is no difference between public and private hospitals. We have only one DRG system.